that, but for many it's mixed sex appeal.
The only thing that I can really compare it to, and I'm not sure it's even a good comparison, is Jimi Hendrix. Because I think Hendrix also captured that sexual fantasy imagination. It has to do with clothes and movement and a kind of, not really sadistic, but dark side of the personality. You sort of wonder, what is it really like? What would he do to me? You know, because he's so outrageous on stage. Surely he must be even more outrageous alone in a dark room. And it's that fantasy. It's something in the female psyche that is attracted to a man who might not be.
In about 3 weeks, we have a new.
All X broken loose. Strangely, it was recorded last week. How about Sonny Stitt, this pipe in the blues, so named for Rufus Harley, who pipes in on the bagpipes there in the end. Exquisite. The James Tatum Trio Plus did Introduction. I think that's off of the Jazz Mass record, also available on the first Spiritual Jazz compilation put out by Jazz Man. All the jazz words. Black Jade, love, and Broadcast. A little instrumental. Dead the Long Year, the noise made by people. It's All Hex Broken Loose on RadioValencia.fm. A darn institution, I might say, as we enter our 100th and blankth episode. 100th and blankth episode. What is it? 110 hours we spent together. I love it. Let's dig into this Status Quo B side. It's Paradise Flat off of the Masters Collection on Radio Valencia.
You're trying to screw me down right through the ground. Oh yeah. Mother has passed on.
Broken loose. There's this dismantling things outside happening. Right here, 22nd Street, San Francisco. Somebody just peeped in. Hello. That was nice. The Velvet Underground recorded in 1970, Springfield, Massachusetts, Friday, April 17th, 1970. I already said 1970. Do you notice anything about that? Besides its distinguished recording quality? That's right, no drums. That was Sterling, Doug, and Lou. Going Galaxy 500 style trio. Speaking of which, there's the guy. The guy who just comes to the in front of the station and drags metal. We played Don't Let Our Youth Go to Waste, recorded live at CBGB's 1988 recently. Every sound. Come on, bring it. I don't care. Do it. Before that, which was great, that recording is like stellar. Good job, Ethan Miller. Good job, Silver Current, putting that out in the world. The Clean, Sad-Eyed Lady, off of Oddities. The Status Quo, Paradise Flat, off of the Masters Collection. I queued up something nice, a little something from the Art Ensemble of Chicago. This is a title track, I think 69, People in Sorrow. I'm going to check that out and keep listening.
I love the man. Yeah.
Better get some more wood for that fire.
They're not going to need any.
All looks broken loose. John. Lightning. Lightning strikes. Lou Christie. Live. Stereo Lab. Flashes in the afternoon, 45, that I believe they are giving, not giving out, they're selling on their current 2025 tour. And hot damn if it doesn't sound good. A friend saw them in Bordeaux earlier, maybe in June, picked it up for me. Thanks, Nick. Roy Budd, before that, with Get Carter, one of the few songs Stereolab have actually covered. That's off of the Get Carter extended soundtrack. That's the 7-inch version. Quincy Jones, more soundtrack. The theme from the Anderson tapes. Gary McFarlane Quintet did Train Samba. And George Smallwood started off our set of good times with I Love My Father. My D-A-D-D-Y. Did you hear that part? So, we're just about out of time. Thanks for listening. R.A.P. B.W.
Larry, why don't you just wait for them here?
We're going to check out a track from the Ibex Band, Ethiopian group.
I'm going to stay here and you're going to stay with me.
Possibly heard on the Mahmoud Ahmed albums. This is a solo release. I believe it's 78, or not a solo release, but a release from the band without vocals. Ibex Band. This is I Wabet. It's on All Hex Book of This.